Dun, 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 dun. Go ahead. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so tired. Okay, go.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 7 of Back to Square One. We are your lovely hosts, Derek.
And Carmen. Dun, 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 dun.
Derek, Carmen, and one soon to be.
Oh, wow. I was like, where?
It's the three of us. This has been an interesting week. Well, I guess day so far. Because we
I saw you yesterday.
No. Oh. I mean, because... No, because we started posting our clips to TikTok.
Oh,
yeah. Is what I was alluding to. But yes, I did see you yesterday. We had some lobster for dinner.
Yes.
At a nice restaurant in Markham or yes. Scarborough.
Yeah. No, I know. So yeah, we posted our first set of TikTok clips today. And I mean, our intention really, what was our main focus, I guess? Like, what was our goal starting this? Like, people think we don't have jobs.
I don't really think there was a goal per se. I think we both had our individual, what we wanted to get out of it personally.
Yeah.
But there wasn't like a specific financial or career defining.
We're going to quit our jobs and be podcasters.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to be the next Joe Rogan or anything like that.
Yeah. It's nothing like that. But I do think someone coming from like a marketing background, I do feel like there is something here in terms of content that people will enjoy. In long form content that people will enjoy on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, from day one, we always knew that we, you know, if we're authentic and we share and be vulnerable, then people will relate to it. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter what it is, to be honest. As long as you share and be authentic, there's always an audience out there for that.
Yeah, no. It's just funny. I wasn't expecting that much response.
Wait, so paint the picture for the people.
Okay, I mean, so we posted like, I don't know, a total of 8 clips on TikTok from episode 1, which is live on, well, if you're listening, then obviously, you know, we've been live for a little while now. The TikTok clips are very, for those of you who don't have TikTok and are just listening to the podcast, the TikTok clips are very short snippets of, you know, memorable moments or questions that come up during the podcast that we think would spark a conversation or a controversy, or, you know, we kind of wanted the TikTok clips to give us a feel of what people are interested in hearing about. We're not expert, like, we don't claim to be experts on anything. You know, we're just talking from our own experiences. And we're not always saying that we're right or anything like that. But, you know, a couple of the clips, specifically 2, got, I think, a lot of comments. Mm-hmm. And,
So the first one being from episode 1, yes. Can guy and girls be true best friends? And our opinion on it was, of course you can be true best friends. But in order to be true best friends, you just have to...
Yeah, I think it just needs to be tighter everywhere. Okay. Sorry, go back to that. I just like it like this. Perfect. Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay.
So going back to episode 1, one of the clips that's blowing up right now is, can guys and girls be true best friends?
Yeah. And like, some people just take that question so literally, and then, or some people just kind of like misconstrue what we're trying to say. But it's good. Like, I understand that some people give very constructive comments. Like, they actually spend the time and they're not trying to like, not, they're not like attacking you personally. Like, some people actually give good comments and I agree with them, even though they may not 100% agree with your opinion. But some people are just like trolls out there.
A lot of people have too much time on the internet. I don't know what they're doing on TikTok.
Yeah, and I mean, it just...
to get into, like, flaming paragraph arguments with a stranger.
That yeah, and then you'll have, like, another other. User jump in. Yeah. And they'll, like, sometimes they'll be defending us. And we're like, oh, my gosh. Like, they're just having their own little, like, side battle. And some people are just, like, mean.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I'm definitely not used to... when we first started getting likes, I was like... oh, no. When we first posted it, I think, like, 2 hours later, I was like, oh, like, no one's even watching it. Like, we had no likes... no views.
Yeah, it was like 200 views.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. That was cool.
And it wasn't until like the next morning.
Yeah.
Where it started getting picking up.
Yeah, and now there's like over 200 comments on one of our videos, and it's like, you know, more than like 50K views or something like that. And it's like, but it's just interesting to see, like, it was just like a very simple, you know, question, and it sparked so much controversy or so much anger in certain people. You could tell like a lot of people also could relate to mm-hmm. what you were saying, but
because to give more context, our take on it was that guys and girls can be true best friends if and only when they kind of, you know, open all the doors and explore the possibilities and really understand what this relationship is, because if not, there is how would you describe it? Like, there is like this like underlying romantic intention.
Yeah.
You know whether you're aware of it or not, whether you're trying to pursue it or not, there just is this like thing, because you are so close to each other and you know share jokes and you know, and it's just kind of inevitable.
Yeah,
I guess.
But had people listened to the podcast, they would have understood that, because I think they maybe just saw the clip and saw, oh, you have to explore all the doors, which I can see how it implies like you basically have to have sex with all your best friends,
right?
But it's not only that, it's also exploring the door of like, oh, could I see this person in a different light, like more than just friends? And I don't just mean like physically, but also like, yeah, like you said, in like a romantic setting where it's like, can this person be like my life partner? We're right. obviously vibing. We can talk all the time. It's like at some point, right? Like if anything happened in my life, like you were the first person that I would message mm-hmm. before my actual boyfriend at the time. Right? Which, I mean, we should talk about this
because yeah, we will.
That probably, I mean, led to the downfall to a certain degree of my previous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, it did start to get me thinking like, well, I mean, Derek's the first person I message if something comes up, or I can laugh with him. I can tell him my secrets. I trust him, you know. We never run out of things to talk about. Like, why wouldn't you think like, oh, could this be more?
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Like, a lot of people probably have friendships that, you know, some people were saying how they grew up with their friends and, you know, they've never seen them in that light. But we're not just talking about like, I think it goes beyond just like physical attraction too. For sure. Right?
It's like you just feel like in essence, you guys are very compatible together.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like almost even without the label boyfriend, girlfriend, it just feels like, you know, you're almost like kindred spirits.
Yeah.
You know, like you want to do this thing called life together, and you really just, you know, just truly enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the interesting to me, and I wonder how much we do this as well, you could tell a lot of the comments that disagree with it aren't trying to understand where the person is coming from. The words that they hear, they're reinterpreting it to what they think the question or the content is.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. And then they then, you know, what's that word? Project. You know, then they project their own opinion that wasn't even, you know, so it's almost like a speaking without understanding type of situation.
Yeah.
And I wonder if we do that now, because it's like, when you're on the outside looking in, it's so blatantly clear these people are just they're not even clued in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But that's why it's hard to, like, just with this, like,
snippet, yeah.
The snippet, right? And
I mean, it is kind of what, I mean, while I was editing it, I definitely knew this is going to cause controversy. And it's the point of editing. That's like, that's the game of TikTok.
Yeah,
you edit it, so it's like short.
Yeah, we're not including like a 2-minute video to explain our point of view. Exactly. Like, it's the point. And the comments are good.
Yeah, the comments are good. It's just very fascinating to see how aggressive some people get.
What I don't like is when it starts getting really personal, like, you know, or if people think that we're insensitive. Like, we were literally specifically talking about mine and your situation, mm-hmm. where it's like a guy plus girl platonic relationship, but it's like somebody's like, well, I'm bi, so does that mean, like, it's like, does that apply to me? And it's like, dude, we're not gonna be like,
we're not like sexual friends experts here, you know, we're just, you know, sharing our story and the things and, you know, the things that developed and how we navigated it and what we felt. And then,
yeah, no, I know, I know it's tough for me because I mean, I'm not saying not that. I mean, even my Instagram account is like private, right?
Why is that?
I just don't
need. What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared. I think it's, well, I don't really want like patients to like see my shit, right? Yeah, but I mean, on TikTok, you're literally like
putting yourself out there in front of the world.
Yeah, you can't be mad that, because you are exposing yourself to the mm-hmm. world. There's going to be like positive, but there's also going to be negative. So I get it. Like, it's just
yeah, because for everyone listening, the whole day while me and Carmen were texting each other on WhatsApp, you know, just talking about the comments that we see and the views going up, she was like, I hate this. I hate this. I don't like it.
I was like, I don't like this. And then whenever you would like reply to the trolls, I'd be like, stop spreading hate. Just spread love. Yeah, no, it's interesting, but I have to keep reminding myself, like, okay, like some of these people are like 9 years old. Some of these people, like, you know,
some are 9, some are probably like 50 years old.
Yeah, some like have never been in relationships, or like, again, they're projecting their own thoughts on like one little, you know, they don't know us. But it's just when the comments start getting personal, that's when I'm like, damn, man, like, what did I do to you? You know?
Yeah. Well, especially the second clip. I mean, the other one that's kind of picking up traction is the one that you were kind of the lead focus on.
Yes.
You were sharing a story about a friend, not even yourself.
Yeah.
And how she was going through something with a guy where, I guess, once they
established that things wouldn't work out, he basically like ghosted her, like would see her at an event and not even like acknowledge that she exists. She's like, whoa, like I thought we had.
Like, at least, yeah.
Like, at least we thought there was chemistry. And I think a lot of the people who commented on that specific video, a lot of them said things like, well, why would I spend so much energy when it's not going anywhere? Why would I put in effort
if I'm not going to get laid?
Yeah, you know, why would I show up to a job where I'm not getting paid? You know, like stuff that. And I'm like, I get where they're coming from, but that they're totally missing the point of the actual comment, right? It's not about the fact that, like, I'm not saying
the guy should be investing into her.
Yeah, I'm not. It's like, that's definitely not it. Like, I understand. Like, there's been, and I can think of very specifically, like,
let's get specific.
I mean, we both know this person very well. You know, we've on multiple occasions in the past have tried to be, I guess, more than just friends.
Wait, who? Which person? The person we're talking to in the second clip?
No, just like there's someone in my life that I've in multiple
times
in my life.
Yes.
Okay. Have tried to make it more than just being friends.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, like, the chemistry is always there. And even when every time it's decided that it's not going anywhere, it's not like this chemistry goes away. Mm. Like, we still hang out. We're still really great friends. Like, we still chat. Like, it's, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, why should that go away just because it's not going anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think a lot of people took it as like, you know, like, like, why do you want people to still be your friends? And there was actually one comment that I thought was very constructive, and some guy said, girls underestimate how much it actually hurts the guy, and it actually is very hard
that's for very them true.
To remain friends. And I was like, damn, like, I that's he's right,
because it is definitely on the guy to, like, right, make put themselves out there and say, hey, let's be something more, or I want to take it further. Yeah. Or, you know, it's kind of on them, it's on them whether they come out and do it, or it's also on them if they're too scared and don't come out. They also feel that, like,
it's on them that it's like it didn't,
the shame or the pressure that, like, oh, you didn't have the balls to, you know, just own up to it that you like so-and-so, you're right?
So then it's a pride thing.
It feels like a lose-lose situation for a guy sometimes.
So is it like a pride thing that it's like, oh, wow, I'm not going to stick around and still be friends with you because things didn't work out? Like,
It definitely is a pride thing, because they feel like, well, sorry, it doesn't have to be the guy or girl. It's just whoever likes the other person more, I would say.
Sure. I think more specifically, yeah. In the video, because we were talking about
the guy.
Yeah, the guy trying, putting in the effort.
Yeah, you guys feel like, you know, like the loser or like the simp, you know, you like this girl, you're being her friend, you're driving her to, like, you know, whatever, but you're not getting any, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I get it, but that's also not quite the point, like, to what you were saying before with this person that you tried with. And that you had like chemistry with.
Yeah.
I think it worked for you guys because you guys were very true to each other. I think it's very hard for a lot of people just to be very true to each other and take whatever happens, right? It's like, let's just both be honest here. Let's both be true to each other. You know, we both understand there's chemistry, and whatever happens, happens. But there's a lot of people who can't take that, and they get very defensive. It's like,
right?
They instantly, like, oh, if this is not going where I want it to go, I'm walling up and I'm going to talk shit about you to everyone. I need some protection. I need some distance. I need some armor. I need some kind of, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's just many people listening don't have that level of vulnerability, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I think maybe, like, certain people, I think when we try to, like, when we fall for someone, we're looking for more like real connection. Mm-hmm. Right? So that even if romantically things don't work out, it doesn't matter, because connection is still there. And like you said, like, why wouldn't you keep people that you have strong chemistry with in your life, even if it's not romantically, right? Mm. Yeah, sure. We can say it didn't work out romantically for whatever reason, but, like, why can't we still have each other in our lives, in each other's lives, right? And that's where I think I was being attacked, because that's what I meant. Like, why can't we still be in each other's lives? Where did the chemistry go?
Yeah, like, right? You don't have to, like, hang out every day, but it's when you see each other, you just, hey, yeah, you know, how's life?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to make an effort and, like,
yeah, drive me everywhere. And,
yeah, or like, message me every night and things like that. No, it's about, like, just still being cool. Like, we can still just be friends, but I think maybe it is hard for some people because they're not looking for that, right? It's like very black and white for them. It's like, it's either you want to be with me or you can't even have my friendship. Like, you don't deserve my friendship, thing.
They're very bitter.
Yeah. So it's good. I mean,
but I've noticed that there are two types of people in the world. There are people that, as they go and progress on through life, they keep adding more and more friends despite what happens.
Yeah.
Despite relationships not working out, feelings not working out, businesses not working out. And then there are people that
cut ties.
Yeah, like, where it's like they're not friends with the people they were 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's always new group. Mm-hmm. group. They can't forge these relationships where, you know, 2 years later, 3 years later, they can walk into the same room with the people that they were really close to before, whether romantically or friendship wise, and still be cool.
Yeah.
And they're not adding in life. They're like, so always they add and then subtract. So they never, you know,
it just get means more. That the friendships that person's creating is very momentary. Mm-hmm. It's very like relevant to that time, that place. Like, it doesn't stand the test. Like, it's just, which one do you think you are?
I feel like I'm definitely the one that adds.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I like, obviously there's exceptions, but for the most part, I can text anyone in my past and it's not like weird or anything like that. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how you build relationships and continue to grow and do bigger things in life. And it's part of networking. And you know what I mean? It's like, oh yeah, I have a friend from high school that does this. Let me hit him up and see if I can, you know what I mean?
But okay, you will say this with friendship, but what about relationships? Like, are you still really close friends with any of your exes?
Or No.
So then you're no, just but that's like different, those though. Guys.
No. So with one of them, with my first girlfriend, I definitely know that, because even when I first moved downtown, we definitely went for a coffee, caught up on life.
Give me a little bit more background on her. Like, how long did you guys date for? How old are you? How'd you get your heart broken?
So my first girlfriend was, we started dating shortly after university. She was still in university and I graduated, mm-hmm. but we met each other in university. Mm-hmm. And definitely while we were seeing each other in university, it was definitely very one way. I thought the world of her, super interested, wanted to make something of it. Mm-hmm. But I guess at the time she was just very still, I'm in university, I'm newly single, let me have fun. You know, I just want to...
She wasn't ready to like be tied down yet kind of thing, or?
I don't think, not that she wasn't ready, she just wasn't looking for it.
Okay, so there, like, you no, were always like very pursue, like you were pursuing her all the whole time.
I wasn't pursuing her. That's the thing too. It was more like she initiated the flirtation process, mm-hmm. right? And I reciprocated. But I, being that it was my first girlfriend, being that I come from a very, even though I'm not like religious now, I came from a very Christian background where it's like, if I'm gonna do anything with a girl, you have to kind of mean something to me, mm-hmm. right? But for her, it was just like almost like a friends with benefits kind of thing. Like let me just have some fun in university, mm-hmm. right? And that definitely was very like heartbreaking, mm-hmm. you know. So going, I guess this kind of relates back to the clip, right? Like I definitely, it was hard to be her friend
when things didn't work
out. When things didn't work out, you know, and I was very angry at myself, like. Because I kept trying to convince myself, like, you know, oh, maybe she'll change her mind, you know, even though she was very explicit and said, hey, I'm not looking for anything.
Okay, like so that. Sorry, this was before you guys started dating.
Before we started dating.
Okay, so this was when you were interested in her. There was, like, flirting, but it wasn't going to go to the next step. Mm-hmm. And so you just couldn't be in her life. Like, you couldn't be her friend kind of thing.
Yeah, and then a couple of years later, a year or two later, maybe 2 or 3 years later, things started back up again. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, she was very ready. And, you know, and then we dated. It was,
so she actually, like, came back to you and was like, I'm ready now?
Yeah. I think it was a blog post I wrote, to be honest. I think it was a blog post. And I think she read it. And I don't know if you remember my blog post back in the day, everythingwillbe.com.
Uh-huh.
And I was, like, talking about something. And I was, like, super vulnerable and just, like, sharing my thoughts, uh-huh. sharing my feelings, you know. And she was like, oh, you know, like, I never saw the side of you or something along those lines. Uh-huh. And I guess it kind of like awoke something in her.
Uh-huh.
And then
awoke.
No, I'm serious. I felt like
she was awakened.
Yeah. You know, she was sleeping on your boy before. and then we dated for a year.
Yeah.
But even after that year that we stopped afterwards, we've had several moments where we would bump into each other at, you know, events or this or that, and we were always very able to keep it real with each other. And mm-hmm. I honestly want to know what you've been up to, and she would honestly, you know, want to know what I've been up to. And mm-hmm. you know, she was excited to see the things that I was working on, things that I was posting on Instagram. That's what I've been involved with, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So it's very mutual.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so that's the only one.
That's the only one, unfortunately. The second one, we didn't part ways too well. But I also feel like that one was more of an attraction versus...
like a deeper thing.
French. It's hard to... Oh, man. It's so... It just... didn't have certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But relationship wise, definitely just the first one. What about you? Do you
I'm trying to think, like,
send some messages to your ex and yo, what's up? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
I would say definitely my first boyfriend. I was in grade 10. We dated for 6 years. Grade 10 to, I think, like, second year university or second or third year university. So, I mean, it was, like, a very big part of my, like...
life.
Yeah, a very big part of my, like, teenage, you know, teenage life. And, for sure, this person, I would say even now, like, if we were to sit down and chat, like, it'd be very chill, even though things definitely did not end well on both our parts. And but I think it's been enough time, like enough time has gone by that we could still be friends.
So you needed the time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so maybe it's the time thing. Like, right away, I don't think it would have been healthy for us to be friends, just because I know, like, there would still be, like, something lingering that, you know. I'm trying to think. The second one, definitely, I think, similar to you. Like, very superficial conversations. Like, I think even if we were to sit down now, it would just be, like, very... it wouldn't really go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We never had, like, deep conversations. Like, we never... I wouldn't even really say that there was a lot of chemistry going there. Because
like, that was a long relationship too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 4 years.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean,
how that do you spend 4 years with someone?
It was definitely a lot of attraction. It was a lot of attraction.
Yeah, hey. You were on that. Am I allowed to say the ethnicity?
Yeah, of course.
You were on that Korean wave early, girl.
I
know, man.
I was there before. Jeez! It was cool.
Koreans run the world now. Yeah, you were an early adopter.
I know. No, yeah. And
that's definitely opposite from mine, though. I feel like with my first girlfriend, there was a lot of attraction. More so attraction versus, like, deep things we would talk about.
Mm.
But for some reason, there was this, like...
draw?
What?
Draw?
There's this thing where... I feel, at least, where... and I feel like I've said this before to you before, yeah, where... no matter where or when, if I ever see this girl, if we're, like, randomly, you know, at an airport going through a layover and we see each other, there's always still going to be this connection and attraction and, like, soft spot for each other.
I wonder, though. I wonder if you're thinking that because you still have that
image of
her back then. Because, I mean, it's been a while since you've seen her.
Oh, you mean, like, physically?
Yeah, physically, or even interacted with her. Like, she's like a mother now.
I think it goes beyond physical, to be honest. I think there's just, like, there was just something energy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because with my second girlfriend, I would say we talked a lot more about deep stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were very real with each other, and we, you know, stuff like that. But there wasn't that spirit connection.
So it's interesting. So that, are we trying to say, so you either have it or not with somebody?
Oh, 100%.
Really? You think that?
You don't think so? Like, me and you have that. Me and you have that. Like, we just click.
You don't think it can be... that's very interesting. Yeah, no.
I don't think you can build that...
the it factor? Like, the...
like the soulmate spark? Factor. Yeah, I don't think you can. I think...
damn.
I think you can build, obviously, physical attraction.
Then you should
mental
know.
Mental attraction.
Then you should have known at the beginning then. Right? So that's, you're trying to say then that, like, within the first, like, couple interactions, you already know if this is going nowhere.
Wait, don't you? That's why I kind of end things really quickly.
Dude, you dated people. The second girl for, like, 2 years, 3 years.
Both relationships were 1 year.
Really?
Yeah. Both relationships were 1 year. And even then, we had a little break in between.
So you would say like you knew before 1 year? Or was it just like, I'm so sorry.
We should get specific.
Okay.
If she's listening to this, I'm sorry, but I think like 3 or 4 months into it, I had this feeling that something isn't right.
Really?
And I didn't know why, because I chased her for 5 years.
Are we talking about the first or second?
Second one.
It took that long? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I randomly saw her at a club.
Yes.
Got her Facebook information, would message her here and there, try to set something up. But she was very defensive, very elusive.
Probably for good reason, because then she got her fucking heart broken.
Yeah, but it's not my fault.
Damn.
You know, and then it's just like...
Wow.
Yeah, and then it just didn't work out. If it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be. But I didn't. You don't find out these things until you're into it.
For sure.
Right?
Yes.
You don't find out you don't like this business or this person after you've dived in fully deeply. I don't like this sport. I don't like this TV show that much. You have to watch the first 3 episodes first.
Yeah.
Right? You got to give it a shot. And then it's like, it's not for me.
Mm.
You know, so it was like that.
Well, that's interesting.
But I definitely do think with people... It's even with friends, you have friends that you could have nothing in common anymore, but you can just like still kick it, have a beer and just crack jokes, and you just have this spot for each other.
Yeah
You know. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, no that's for sure. I think I'm more, I guess I'm not so quick to dismiss options.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Like, I mean, they say like biologically or like evolutionarily, women are supposed to be more choosy, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So,
because women can only get pregnant.
Yeah. So you would think that like we should be very quick to be like, nope, next one. Right?
I feel like girls are like that. They pre-qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I just want...
That even before you have a discussion with a guy, you've already crossed 10 guys off your list.
Yeah. Sure, but I also feel like, you know, guys maybe actually friend zone worse than girls.
Guys friend zone worse than girls. What does that
like
mean?
Like, it's very rare that a girl climbs out of the friend zone after a guy's placed them in the friend zone.
Oh.
Because you're saying the spark is there or it's not. It'll never, you know.
Definitely guys friend zone harder than girls.
Yeah.
Guys are the ones who thug their way out and win them over and, you know?
So, yeah, because I was saying I don't know if I necessarily agree on like that like it factor that you should know right away.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, even for friends, for example, like, you know, in the last couple years, we got really close with Richie and Susan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Richie's been in my life, to put it in perspective, he's been in my life since grade 8. Like, we've known each other since grade 8. We're in the same friend circle. Hung out multiple times, played on the same team for volleyball. Like, we see each other quite a bit. But I've never seen him in that light and respect as I do now, right? Like, there's, like, a certain it factor now when, you know I can always count on Richie. I could talk to Richie about anything. Like, I could be vulnerable with him.
Uh-huh.
And so, for example, like, that was never there before.
So maybe with guys and girls, it's different. And I wonder why that change happened for you.
Yeah.
In the situation of Richie, for instance. Is it... after he became a father, is it, you know what I mean? And then these things opened your eyes, and then now the you know, female side of your evolution is like, oh, this person could, you know what I mean, da 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 da.
Yeah maybe. I mean, we definitely, like, all of us got closer during the pandemic, and I see him now more as like a brotherly figure that, you know, he'll like reach out and be like, hey, how are you feeling? You know, I know you're going through some problems. You know, you can always talk to me. Like, that to me is really important that I never saw in him before. Right.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is, like, for I don't know if it's for girls, but specifically for me, I don't write off spark and just say like, I don't have it with this person. I think it could develop.
Can I ask you, have you in most things in your life, right, whether it be hobbies or interests, does it take time for you to like grow into things? Or do you kind of like really quickly know, I like this, I don't like this?
That's a good question. I think a lot of times I quickly know, but regardless, I still try to stick with it for as long as I can. Yeah. So I think that is actually why I was always in such long
relationships. Yeah.
Yeah. That, oh my God. Yeah. It's true. I think. Yeah.
And then
wow.
Why do you think that is though? Like, did someone teach you that? Did your mom say like, you have to stick it through? You have to see it through? Or?
Yeah. It's probably just like that mentality that, you know, our parents bestowed on us. Like you can't give up on things so easily or something like that, right? But I think mainly for relationships, it was always like, I don't want to be the one to like break things off and then like regret that I like.
So it was the fear of regret.
Yeah. 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 So it was so bad and obviously very immature, but this was like over 10 years ago. Like my first two relationships where I was in, first guy I dated for 6 years, second guy I dated for 4 years. I always made it so that
they had to break up with you.
Yeah.
You're so bad.
It's so bad. Yeah.
Just because you couldn't like bring yourself to end it?
Well, I would like end it initially and then like 2 weeks later I would be like, no, I'm just kidding. Or like, you know, I still want to be together. It's so bad.
Because wait, as in like you broke it off and then you kind of went back to them?
Yeah. And then it would always be like them being like, no, like obviously you thought about this, and then they would be the one to like be like final. So that's why like in both breakups I was always very hurt, even though I was the one who like broke things off. But yeah, I never wanted to be the one that that regretted it. Like I always had this feeling like I would
what
be,
if
yeah so
what
bad.
If I miss out on like this is the one
yeah
thing.
so bad yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something you should, when you raise your kid, let them know. Don't be scared, man.
Yeah.
You know, because it's much worse, in my opinion, at least, to stay in something that you know isn't working.
Yeah.
Right? Never be scared to pull the eject cord and start over. And.
Yeah, but I think, like, I mean, when I was in those relationships, I was really happy. Like, obviously, yes, there were, like,
one like, or surface two. Happy? Or, like...
No, honestly, looking back, like, I was very happy. When you're going through it, you're very happy. Like, I was never going through it thinking, like, oh, my God, I'm miserable. I should leave, but I'm too scared to. Never.
So it wasn't enough to make you leave.
Yeah, it was never enough to make you leave, but in the back of your mind, you always knew, like...
It's still missing something?
There isn't that, like, it factor, right? But you just knew things are still good and... I'm still happy. Let's just roll with it and see where it goes. Mm-hmm. And that's how I am with a lot of things in life, right? I don't really like write things off right away. It's like, okay, like it wasn't that great the first time, but let's try it again. Maybe it'll get better.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyways, yeah, like I guess, man, so has a girl ever, damn, I guess you've never. Ooh.
Has a girl ever what? Where
no, I'm trying to think. So guys friend zone girls harder than girls friend zone guys? Or do you think it's
almost impossible
for a girl
to climb out of the friend zone?
Because it's almost like they're like a bro now. Like you
it's like they're a bro. I feel like girls don't fight for it like guys do. Guys will still tough it out and be the friend, and then maybe the girl changes their mind or, you know, sees them in a different light years later.
Yeah.
But girls, you know, they accept it and they move on and they find someone else. Girls don't shoot their shot. A girl's version of shooting their shot is posting a selfie on their story so that the guy can comment.
Or like a subliminal. Like,
yeah, you know, it's like,
why'd you look at my story but not like it?
Or like, you know, that's why when girls are very forward, it's so
attractive.
Yeah, so attractive. It's so appreciated.
Yeah, because guys probably never get chased. Like they never. Well, it's like, wow, like she's putting in the effort.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, okay, this is a different ball game here.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to be on the other side sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's what I'll teach my daughter.
Is it a boy or girl?
I have a feeling it's a boy. I don't know.
Teach them not to be a heartbreaker.
I'm kind of hoping it's a boy, though. I feel like it's a lot easier to teach a boy, like, how to treat a woman versus
a woman to treat a guy.
Teaching a girl, like, how you deserve to be treated. Right?
That's so funny though. You're raising a guy, hey, you need to think about the girl, and you raise a girl, hey, you need to think about yourself. Mm-hmm. No one thinks about the guy ever.
Yeah.
Guys are just assumed and expected to, you know,
act the right way.
Yeah, and that's why, to be honest, there's so many sad men out there that go through depression and go through, you know, deep personal periods of their life where it's really dark because no one really cares about guys.
Yeah, no, I'm sure of it.
You know, it's tough for, it's honestly tough for guys.
Because also it's like a sign of weakness for guys to like reach out or be vulnerable, things like that, right? But it's actually funny that you say that because my mom growing up, her only advice to me, so I would always bring home guys that were like not Chinese or whatever, right? And I knew like deep down she wasn't like extremely happy. She always wanted me to end up with a Chinese boy. But she would always be like, "Lei zhong yi zhe de le," right? Which means like, as long as you like them, it's fine, right? So she's like, always say, yeah, like, you have to end up with them. I'm going to die,
right?
But the one thing she always said was, just make sure they like you more than you like them.
Just make sure they like you more than you like them. Yeah, it's true.
She's like, you have to make sure you find someone that loves you more than you love them.
It's true.
And I'm like, damn, mom. Like, that was the only thing she taught me. It wasn't like, make sure you find someone who, like, you know, respects you. Like, nothing. It was just like, make sure they love you more. Like, I think her idea was just like, women are always just like, they always give more. Like, I don't know. Like,
I think in general, I would go by that too.
Yeah?
I don't want to be the one that likes you more than you like me.
But then, oh.
No. Like maybe 50-50 or you a bit more.
Yeah.
51-49. But nah.
Nah.
It's not going to work. It's just not going
to
work.
So you're saying you need to end up with someone who loves you more than you love them.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Wow.
100% to have that little 1% extra power. It makes everything smoother.
Oh, man.
You know, it just makes everything. It makes your life smoother.
Yeah.
And then in turn, you can make their life smoother.
Wow. So my mom was, she's a real one.
Yeah, man.
Gave some good advice. I mean, I listened to her. Shout out to Eden.
That's the way you got to do it. And it's nothing to be ashamed of either, if you, you know what I mean? But for me personally, I don't want to be in that position. I feel like it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do that.
Any last thoughts? Anything you wanted to. What were we talking about for this? Oh, yeah, it started with like TikTok clips and
TikTok
stuff.
TikTok and.
Yeah, no, but for anybody who. I don't know how they would reach our podcast if they're just looking at TikTok clips.
No, okay, so we'll include this in the segment and I'll make a clip out of this.
Okay.
If there are topics that you want, you know, a guy's opinion and a girl's opinion on, feel free to leave it in the comments and, you know, we'll talk about it. Me and Carmen are very open-minded.
Yes, we don't claim to be experts, but I mean, we will discuss everything down to like.
Yeah, down to
the nitty gritty.
The nitty gritty. Down to the nitty gritty. Yeah. You know, and I think we've always done that in our relationship. We've always right? Whenever we talk about a topic or an issue, it's like,
we don't always agree on everything, but like,
yeah, but we try to see each other from each other's perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's, we learn a lot from each other. And I mean, you know, it's honestly, like, by reading the comments, I did learn some things too, like,
crazy,
from the users. So keep those comments coming. But yeah, let's wrap today up and see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been a pleasure, and we'll see you next week. Peace. Bye.